Good evening and welcome to Slam the Gavel, the show that tells all regarding family court, other court issues, as well as CPS. I am your host, Marianne Petrie. This episode of Slam the Gavel is sponsored by CPS Protect Consulting Services. Child Protective Services cases are among the most frightening experiences any parent can endure. Don't face them alone. With urgent assist by CPS Protect, you get the peace of mind to raise your children as you see fit. And the personalized assistance of their team of expert child welfare consultants, former CPS investigators themselves, right when you need it. Get started absolutely free at cpsprotect.com/register. Also, one last announcement. Go to the site, pleasedoyourjob.com, and sign the petition. We need 2,000 more signatures to get a case reopened. That's pleasedoyourjob.com. I have a return guest on. I have Amy Palacios back on. She was last on the podcast, season 3, episodes 147, 165, and 179, and season 4, episodes 134, 145, and 150, season 5, episodes 22, 70 and 73. I welcome you back, Amy. We're going to update your case because you've been suffering from extortion.
Yes, it's been a week. Last week I went to court in Cabarrus County in North Carolina with Judge Nathaniel Knutz as the judge, and Jay White was the opposing counsel. And I have had three extorting orders of financial abuse and legal abuse probably going on a year and a half now, where I had to pay my first ex-husband that pulled me down a half a flight of stairs pregnant, and we have joint custody since mm-hmm. then. But now that I've made more money than him, I had to pay him $2,800 a month. The second one, $70,000, and he went to jail for 6 months for beating me up, holding me hostage in the house. He even beat a police officer up. He has two convictions of criminal assault on a female, and his crooked lawyer, Jay White, that's over he was at one point over the school board. He's lost that contract. He's over DSS child support. He's over the county contract in Cabarrus County, North Carolina, and he's using his positions of power to attack everyone around him. He even was, in the start of this whole situation, he was even my lawyer in child support court because my ex-husband was paying me like $600 a month. Then he represented my second ex-husband, Brad Urban. Then proceeded to represent my first ex-husband, Matthew Bledsoe, all within the same cycle of events. So now, a year and a half out, I've been paying my first ex-husband $2,800 a month because he's over DSS child support. I have a child that's now going on 20. He won't remove her from the child support case. We've gone like 9 times and they just keep continuing it. And then my second ex-husband, I've paid between my retirement account and what I've paid out, I've paid right at now $70,000. But when we went into court for contempt, I had not paid the lawyer fees. My current lawyer agreed with me and said I cannot go to jail or cannot be in contempt for not paying a lawyer fee. Mm-hmm. And she's been saying that for this whole year and a half. Mm-hmm. Well, on Wednesday, they said I had 30 minutes last Wednesday that if I didn't leave the courtroom and get a check written to Jay White or his firm, Hartzell & Williams, and come back and return in 30 minutes, that they did give me a contempt of court, and they said that I would go to jail until I paid this $5,000. So I went back to we went to the bank and got a check for this $5,000, which is a complete extortion. Mm-hmm. And what year did you say that debtor's prison was abolished?
1833.
Yeah. So over 200 years ago, you're not supposed to go to jail for not paying lawyer fees or medical fees or any of those kinds of fees. But the court just does whatever they want to do. Mm-hmm. So they said I have to come back and bring that $5,000 check, which we did. And then I'm supposed to be back in court in 30 days, essentially, to pay this rest of this, whatever, $25,000. So a total of $30,000 in 30 days. If I don't produce this extorted amount of money where I'm already have paid in a year and a half out, like the my, $70,000 to one and $2,800 a month to the other person. And I, by the way, I have sole custody of my younger two kids. The one that I had to pay $70,000 to, I have sole custody, and he has supervised visitation, and he doesn't pay child support, but I had to pay him.
That makes
I
no
do
sense
this.
right there.
So the crazy thing is the overall crazy thing with Cabarrus County is it's even Charlotte was in the articles of like a number one trafficking city in the country, but they're trafficking children right now. DSS is investigating Cabarrus County, Mecklenburg County, and I think it's Gastonia all at the same time because literally they're trafficking children. So, we have talked about this where, these children that are taken from innocent people's homes and put in group homes and foster care, the state is getting $800 a pop per kid. They might pay the foster home $800 a kid, but they also are paying the state a match of that $800 a kid. So they're, they have quotas to take children to get the state paid. And all these DSS workers and all these people that from the past, I even ha I know in contact with someone that they told them they had a quota to meet to take people, take kids. My kids have never been taken. My kids have never been taken by DSS. I've never had like a DSS charges or anything like that. They actually use like guardian ad litems instead of DSS. But the guardian ad litems in both my cases in Mecklenburg County and Cabarrus County were consented by my lawyers, not by me, not by me, but consented by my lawyers. You have to consent to a guardian ad litem if you don't have an open DSS case or like a convicted DSS case. You have to have something going on that you did wrong to get a guardian ad litem appointed on you unless you consent to it. And so what will happen is your own lawyer will do things to you like sign you up for guardian ad litem, sign you up for parenting coordinators, sign you up for all this stuff, claiming that it's ordered by the judge when it actually was a consented by your own lawyer. So right after that happened to me, the next day, we Mr. Anderson, a man that is a grandfather to a lady that was she was really attacked and abused by Jay White himself. Tore her to pieces on stand, did the same thing to her, tried to, did take her kids, put her on stand and tore her to pieces when her father had asked for help, like services from DSS. And then, he went to take the kids and she killed herself right before that happened. So this father of this lady has been speaking out to so many different forums since then, trying to expose the corruption in Cabarrus County, trying to tell them what's actually happening and how this abusive tactic is happening, where this verbal abuse, this legal abuse, this anything, what else can we call it? Just harassment and
And causing someone to lose their life.
to the point of a mental torment. And I can speak for that. Like there, I have literally been tortured and tormented when I was the victim of abuse. But Jay White is the top criminal defense lawyer in this county. So he's not helping the victims. He's punishing the victims. So people like this man, Mr. Anderson, coming for services for his daughter and all this going on. I've met two other people since then. Another like girl's story, Tasha, another girl's story, Yolanda. Both of them, their kids were just taken away and put in foster home or group care, group homes, for also for one, because they complained to the state. about a sexual thing, like worried about something happening at their dad's house, and they complained to Raleigh. And because they complained to Raleigh, they came immediately and took the kids from her house. And then another one, she just also asked for mental health services, and they took all three kids from a single mother. And she's gotten one kid back just because they've aged out. So these people are terrified. They're living in terror. They're living in fear. They've had the state like take and rip everything away from them. Not only have they ripped their kids away from them, they're making them pay them child support to keep their kids from them. It's a racket. It's literally a child trafficking scheme that's going on in Cabarrus County. It's a child trafficking scheme that's happening in Charlotte, Mecklenburg. It's happening in Gaston County. It's really happening in most of North Carolina. I'm having these, you know, stories from all over North Carolina where we have, you know, our friend that their special needs child, when they turned 18, the state went into the school and had the special needs child sign herself over to the state. She was put in a home and her mother hasn't gotten her back yet. I did have a success story today, the Gideon story, Amy Gideon, that her daughter was taken by DSS, put in a group home. She even won in the Supreme Court. I mean, she won in Superior Court. They wouldn't even give her daughter back with that Superior Court order, like me. They took my Superior Court order, I mean, Supreme Court order out and claimed I couldn't have justice. Because Jay White claimed that I had a gatekeeper and gag order and couldn't even file in Supreme Court. I filed in Supreme Court way before they did any of that retaliation. And everything they did to me, every order they gave to me was illegal because I had an active open case in Supreme Court. So every single order that happened in 2023 is null and void because I had an open and active case in Supreme Court. From December of 2023 to December of 2022 to December of 2023, I had a winning case, a winning order in August of 2023, and they removed my order.
And this is just so bad. This is just beyond egregious.
They want you to have like a gatekeeper and a gag order and all this kind of stuff. You can't even have that kind of stuff with ADA accommodations. When I had ADA accommodations, they even attacked me more. It's like you have accommodations because they're legally abusing you and attacking you and harassing you. And so you have active accommodations and they harass you and attack you for having ADA accommodations. Judge Knutz was so horrible about even letting someone come in on the screen, even for the little talks where before they, you know, they keep continuing it. They have to let your ADA advocate in on that. They wouldn't even do it. They would just continue it and not even bring the ADA advocate in. My light just went out. So
I see you. Jeez. You know, how old is Judge Knutz, do you think? I could probably look it up.
I don't know. I mean, he's probably our age. I have another one, another light. He's probably our age. I mean, I would think he's at least 40-something years old because he has a child about the same age as I do, my older child. I think he has three kids. I don't understand how you can sit on the front row of the Presbyterian Church I said Huntersville in the past, but we live in Harrisburg, North Carolina, and do these kinds of things to people and claim you know Jesus.
Hypocrite.
I mean, I just got chills even saying it.
Well, this is why we are dealing with sociopaths. And they all seem to get along very well, apparently, from what you've been telling me in our interviews together, because I've known you for well over a year now. And this Jay White apparently has...
It's a liar.
And deep pockets.
It's fraud.
Right?
And literally the day after I go to court on Wednesday, on Thursday, Mr. Anderson wasn't even in court. It was after court was over. He was walking out. He said something to someone else next to him about someone being a liar. And I think he was talking, referring to Jay White. He wasn't talking about the judge. He was talking about Jay White. And they literally pulled him back in, called him in contempt, locked the doors. They wouldn't even let all the, there was like 10 people in the room. They wouldn't let them court watch, locked the doors, had trial without any help. Like he had no lawyer. He had nobody in there watching. He had nothing. They just put, they locked the doors and took him off to jail for saying he was a liar. And they've said that to me. They said that to me in open court. I have called out Jay White and proven that he was lying. Proven in the court on stand that Jay White was actively lying. And Judge Knutes lost his shit and started blowing up at me and was like, if you call Jay White a liar one more time, you're going to jail. That's not even a legal reason to send somebody to jail.
Right.
These people need to lose their license.
Yes.
It's fraud. It's fraud upon the court. It's fraud.
It is. And he was, this Mr. Anderson was sent to jail for 5 days. Just for...
I think it was 4 days. I don't know. It was from like Thursday to Monday. However many days that is.
But still...
Like two went out.
you know, it just... They make the law up as they go along in family court, and this has got to stop.
Yeah.
I don't know how we get it to stop. I guess, you know, we just have to keep sharing our stories, and maybe they'll get the attention of, hopefully the governor would be nice to do something with these people. I don't really know.
I mean, I think it would be like, maybe we don't spend $1 million on the art in the new courthouse.
Yeah.
Maybe we do something so they're not taking kids from people's houses and putting them in like a DSS building and just keeping them away from their family. Like, it's the same thing. There's this, also in Cabarrus County, there's like a detention center for children, like a jail place. That one for Mecklenburg County was closed down. So there's one in Cabarrus County. And like, essentially, it's all over the news right now. It's just on WBTV and everything else. Because what happened was they're putting people like murderers, people that are charged with murder at 19 years old, in the same place that people are getting charged for having like marijuana or something like that at school. And in the same building, and this kid took the officer's gun and everything and like attacked the officer, and then let all the prisoners out of the jail just recently. But then the thing is like, then one of the officers choked one of the guys out or whatever because of how he was behaving and responding. And then he got arrested or given a criminal charge for choking the guy or doing something like, but that's how they're, because I worked in trauma ER, trauma ICU. Like, these people were violent, and the officers, how they got the people to stop was like whatever this chokehold thing that they're taught. Like, that's what's taught in those kind of settings where they're violent and trying to take people out. They teach them that instead of shooting them. But now they're going to charge the man for doing that. I don't understand. I don't understand where the safety comes in there.
Oh, that sounds so backwards.
I just feel like, you know, are they getting money for these, the same way they get money for every group home kid, every foster home kid, this $800 a month that it goes to the state, just is paid to the state for these kids. Are they getting money for all these kids in jail the same amount?
I would think so. That's why they're building prisons. So this is a juvenile detention center in Cabarrus County.
Right. I
And
think
so,
it's Stonewall. Stonewall, I think, is the name.
it,
It just happened. It's all over the news right now.
there's a lot wrong with Cabarrus, Mecklenburg, Concord. What's the other one? The other county you mentioned.
Gastonia. Gastonia. There's multiple counties being investigated right now. Gastonia,
Wow.
Charlotte, and Concord were all being investigated at the same time for the same kind of behavior. Jay White is supposed to lose his position June 1st over DSS child support, and the county contract. He's supposed to lose all three positions. So he's retaliating hardcore as hard as he can right now, because what he's trying to do is just like he does all these, just like he does in the courtroom, like for my ex-husband, the one that had the criminal charges, he kept continuing. It would be a different judge every single time, and he would say the same excuse. Like, you can't continue 9 times for the same thing every
Right.
month. You know what I
Right.
mean? Like,
Yeah. If he
well,
keeps doing the same thing over and over again, that's actually called insanity.
yes, it is. That they need the psych evaluation.
Oh, and drug testing.
Yep. So Jay White is doing this about his position for these three major contracts. He's trying to push off losing his position by pushing off. Now they just rose taxes on all the houses here. So he's trying to make it about, like, oh, let's make it about the taxes and push off me coming out of these positions and getting someone in my position. So as long as he can keep continuing it, he can stay in this position, even though he's guilty of all this fraud and fraudulent things and criminal activity. Like, he's staying in a position that he shouldn't be in. Continually trafficking children, it's child trafficking.
Now this, go ahead.
I have never done drugs. I've never smoked a cigarette. I waited to have sex till I got married. I essentially walked this perfect straight line, went to church my whole life. The only thing I ever did was go to church, take care of my kids, and go to work. Like, there was not a whole lot of outside activity besides of that in my life. Anything that they had on me, they had to create. But there's people that had made some mistakes and some problems, and actually had some mental health issues or needed mental health care or whatever. But they create like it's every, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain this, but
They use projection.
yeah, every single person doesn't have the same problem. It's not, gaslighting is not the way to get things done. Like,
Oh, in family court it is.
I mean, for example, my second ex-husband beat me up. I have black eyes. I have bruises all over me. At one point, he was even held me hostage in the house. The police had to come and get me out. So it wasn't my word against his word, right? So the gaslighting of you being the problem, you being the problem, you being the problem, even his own parents, even the court, even the lawyer, you know. You must be the problem. You must be the reason why he beat you up. You must have done something to cause this to happen to you. You must be that difficult to deal with for him to go be going out doing drugs and drinking all the time. He just had to get away from you. You know, like the reverse psychology and the manipulation and the psychological whatever it is that, I mean, Jay White for 10 minutes went on and on and on about my power bill. Okay. My power bill for 10 minutes. The power is still in Brad Urban's name. And he moved out like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I cannot get it out of his name unless he signs for it to be out of his name. Right. To transfer it to my name. I have tried like 10 times. Somehow, right after we go to court, I pay everything like 3 months in advance. Okay. Right after we go to court, my power turns off the next day, and they said I owed like $72. My power bill is like 300 and something dollars a month. How do I even owe $72? Like, what the heck is that coming from? I mean, it was only off for an hour and came back on, but that was, I feel like that, why was in my court case, why did Jay White bring up power 7 times? Like over and over and over and over again about the power. Like, you don't care how much I'm having to pay for a house payment to be able to provide a house for 6 children. The house payment should have been more important than the power bill.
Oh, he was
Why?
projecting. He was covering up something else to focus on the power bill to cover up the extortion he was planning to make you pay that $5,000, and you had to leave the court for 30 minutes and hurry up and get a bank check and run back to the courthouse. And I wish you would have put in the memo payment upon protest due to extortion. And this is the type of sociopath you and other parents are having to deal with.
Yeah.
And your judges in North Carolina, some are voted in and some are appointed.
So the problem is they have all these judges that are, sleeping with the Republican Party that they don't have, they go unopposed. So Judge Knutes is on the ballot. He has nobody against him. And the reason why he has nobody against him is because this Hartzell and Williams' firm is probably financially backing him. And so anything Jay White comes in and ask in the courtroom is being done. It doesn't matter how crooked it is. It doesn't matter how wrong it is. It doesn't matter how unjust it is. Knutes is doing whatever Jay White wants in this Hartzell firm because they're the ones that put him on the bench. Just like Christy Wilhelm. Christy Wilhelm used to babysit Jay White's children. Babysit his children. She used to be in the same firm. And he used J Christy Wilhelm to kidnap my older kids when I first got remarried with my current husband because my ex-husband was mad about it. The narcissist will exactly tell you what they're about to do to you, right? So my oldest daughter's like, if you get serious with somebody, if you get remarried, if this is what you do, if you do this, my dad is going to take us. I'm telling you, my dad is going to take us. Like terrified for months telling me this and projecting to me and attacking me.
Through your children, and that's
When
child
my children,
psychological
yeah.
abuse. Yeah, he abused your children. Child psychological abuse. Oh, what they've done to you, Amy. That's why I put you in my book, Raised by These Wolves, How Family and Federal Courts Are Failing Our Children, because you have been failed. Your children have been failed. I have no words on, I don't even know what. So where is Hartzell and Williams located? Aren't they near the courthouse or not?
Yeah, they have 2 different locations now, like one little building right now, the courthouse, and one right next to the like the post office or something, like a bigger building. So I don't know. It's just crazy that they just do whatever they want to do to people.
Yeah, they're
Illegal,
the
unethical behavior, just.
and if they run rampant and
And they think they have no consequences for their behavior, but watch my God. Watch God, because I am I'm righteous and living a righteous life and living and doing what God is asking me to do, is calling me to do. I'm a daughter of the Most High King. I'm the head and not the tail. And you will not continue to do unjust things to me. It's going to stop.
Well, everybody knows. Well, I have said multiple times, I won't repeat myself, when I've asked God to deal with people, and he has.
Your judge died.
Oh, too bad. Wait, moment of silence.
Another girl that was getting like really all this bad stuff was happening to her with this crooked judge in Mecklenburg County. She just like randomly got hit by a car. Like people, stuff happens. Like bad stuff can happen to people that do bad things.
Right.
And it'll be
Because
worse than what you even like. You don't, what the thing is you pray for these people and you send angels. I send angels over Judge Knutson's house. I send angels over Christy Wilhelm's house. I send angels over Jay White's house. I send angels over Matthew Bledsoe's house. I send angels over Brad Urban's house. Because guess what? If you send angels, if you command armies of angels and the blood of Jesus over these people's households, their demons can't handle that.
no. And you know,
The
I was,
demons have to flee in the
well,
name of Jesus.
and I think when, I know this is really weird, but when we pray over these people, it's like our situations get worse. You know,
Yep.
when he extorted the $5,000 and then he wants you in court again 30 days later for more legal abuse and probably more extortion. This has to stop. The stupidity has to stop. I don't want to see another parent question their faith, and this is what family court leads parents to do when they're upset and they're being extorted from. And it's these judges don't care. The judges go along with it. The collusion is rampant.
But it's like the thing is you can't give up. Like that story in the Bible where, you know, like the person in the jail cell was going to kill themselves, but it was an earthquake opening the cells and they could get out. You know what I mean? Like the guard. It gets worse, but right before your breakthrough.
Right,
So my
state of
breakthrough
mind.
is here. I'm declaring my breakthrough is here. I'm declaring I've had a prophetic message from somebody that didn't even know my situation. They didn't know my situation. They have no idea I had six kids. They had no idea I'm even in court. This prophetic person came up to me and said, "You're going to be given millions. It's going to be millions returned. These people that are doing bad things to you, it's millions." And that's not the first time I've had something like that happen. Like, he's going to return to me sevenfold what was taken.
Oh, yes.
My God will restore everything that was taken. And my kids already are on my team, not yours. And my kids are already standing up in church and singing. Well, even when I'm angry and upset, like, why is this still happening to me? My kids are standing up and praising God. So I've taught them the right way.
Well, wasn't there a case that was won? I think was that a 21 million? A mother won $20 million from a jury verdict. Susan Bassey, God love her. She wrote an article, Mom wins 21 million from a jury verdict and may inspire lawyers to start paying attention to what divorce lawyers are actually doing in family court because they can. I'm quoting Susan Bassey. But she has that posted on LinkedIn. So times are a changing, Amy.
Just more people need to speak out and not fear these people.
Right.
Like, I'm hoping this Yolanda and Tasha or Tish and Mr. Anderson come on the show and tell their side of the story because they're speaking out in public forums. They're speaking out in other situations where they're talking about what's going on with them. Like, they need to, it needs to be a public thing where they can, that people can hear them. Like, they need confirmation. Hey, yeah, I'm having conversations about these people and with these people. Yeah, that Jay White's doing this to me. Yes, Jay White's doing this to me. Yes, Jay White's doing this to me. Yes, Jay White's doing this to me. It's confirmation that he's not just crooked with me. He's crooked with a whole lot of people,
Oh,
and it
yeah.
needs to be ended. His contract needs to be ended earlier than June
Earlier,
1st. He
right.
needs to be walked out of his position now, today. It needs to be done because he doesn't need to have any more power, any more control, or any more situations go on from now until then because his retaliation and his animosity and his spirit of, I'm going to get things taken down before I leave this position.
Well, you know, God has, well, I'm just going to say God's going to deal with him. And I have full faith in that. Because it's happened several times when I've asked God to deal with people. As crazy as it sounds, sorry, but God will look after you and protect you, and he will deal with these bullies. You know, if you have any advice you would give anyone in your situation or these other people, what would you say?
Don't give up hope. Don't give up hope, and don't ever be silent. Don't ever be silent, because the minute you're silent, they've won. The minute you shut your mouth is what they're doing you, to you. They're bullying you to keep you silent. The minute you shut your mouth and stop telling the truth and stop telling what's going on.
I think you just gave me the chills.
Because silence is not, silence is weakness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of weakness. It's a form of
caving in and being complicit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Amy, how can people reach you if they have any questions?
I'll just have them reach me through you.
Okay.
Or, you know, it's the best way.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Because I'm really horrible about answering people on Messenger or like Instagram and Messenger. Really horrible about that.
You have a lot going on. You have a lot going on. And I'm very sorry that he's putting you through this and all the other parents and their children, most of all, too. But the parents suffer along with the children. But I'd like to have you come back on for another update of your story. And don't jump off, okay? Slam the Gavels. Sure. Slam the Gavels, a podcast to help the public understand what really goes on in these family courtrooms. I am your host, Marianne Petrie, author of Dismantling Family Court Corruption, Why Taking the Kids Was Not Enough, and Cry Out for Justice, Poems of the Truth, and Raised by These Wolves, How Family and Federal Courts Are Failing Our Children. You can find me on Spotify, YouTube, Apple iTunes, Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, and platforms I don't even know about. And feel free to buy me a coffee to keep this podcast going, and you can find all that in the podcast notes. Thank you so much, Amy Palacios.
Thank you.